Musikkultur Rheinsberg, der kulturelle Leuchtturm im Norden Brandenburgs, in Heinrichs Theater.
Yeah, my name is William Diggle and I'm from London, but currently live in Germany in Passau, and I'm playing the role of Osman.
Osman is a mysterious character to me still, but maybe tell me first what brought you to Rheinsberg.
It's such a beautiful place with this beautiful kind of palace here. I just saw an application online and I thought that I would apply. I really like this type of Baroque music and it would be a pleasure to sing that.
Gretry is a composer nobody's ever heard of. Is that tempting or is that scaring? Because you can neither see any of the productions done or listen to his music.
That is true. He's not that well known, but I think that gives you a great opportunity to make a character your own, because there aren't that many shows and there aren't that many recordings of it online. So that gives you the ability to really kind of delve into the character without actually ever seeing it pre-played or watched before. So it's at your complete liberty to make the character yours.
We have heard already from Maya's introduction what the story is. So we know Ritter Blaubart, Raoul Barbebleu is the evil guy, and Isor, innocent young woman, and we have her lover, Vergy, who is following her to the spooky castle. Mm. But we don't know who Osman is, so what is your role?
My role in the piece is I am Barbara Bleu's, I guess, servant or butler, who is basically his butler around the house. However, as a result of that, I've seen currently the death of three of his wives and where they're stored. So my role within the opera is, it's kind of a bit like the last straw that broke the camel's back with another wife that might potentially die. And so I take it upon myself to try and help this lady escape so that she doesn't die.
So you're not the amplifier of the evil, but rather you are this subtle character who's changing fates, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. When I first started reading through the script, or the dialogue of it in French, I assumed that my character was going to be evil because of the job that I had. And of course, I mean, in legal terms, you would be an accomplice to all of the murders. He was evil. However, looking further on into the script and kind of looking at the idea of this, the French Revolution and all of these ideas that we're playing within the piece, it's, to me, he's an accomplice, but he's an accomplice because he has a job to which it's probably impossible to get out of. And he's not evil because he saves this lady, or the two ladies in the end.
The plan is technically set because you study the score and you have a vision of the character coming here. Now, how would that change hearing about the first approaches Maya already gave you? Is that a character on the wire, so to speak? Can he slip into the one or the other direction? And is that in the end your decision or the decision of the director?
I think that I did have a preconception about how the character would be played. And what's great about hearing the initial kind of talk about the opera and the set and the history and everything like that and the costumes, what it gives me is an extra amount of subplot behind the story, which helps me understand the derivative of the emotion and the source of why I would feel like this, which is why the story happens. And so I think just from hearing the speech, it's kind of flipped itself on its head for me that before it was a slightly comical character, but now it feels that there's a fourth dimension of fear and sadness for the potential fourth death.
Well, that it's like nothing else to ask. But in fact, I'm curious about your life and your possibilities you're taking from this role and from this acting and working and learning maybe in Rheinsberg. So tell me a little bit about your life beforehand. Where did you learn? Where did you study? And why is Rheinsberg, or this twist with this completely untouched opera, almost to say, at least nowadays, and how are you fitting this into your career way?
So I studied at the Royal Academy of Music in London, and then subsequently did my master's at the Royal College of Music. I then did some freelance for a few years, and then changed actually to be a tenor. And then since then, this current season, I moved to Germany in Passau, where I have been on a Feststelle in the ensemble at the Landstheater Niederbayern. And I guess in a way it fits in because I have a 12-month visa, because as an English person, we don't have the liberty to freely work here. And so this kind of fits perfectly into this kind of period in my career here in Germany. And with regards to the piece, I would say actually that I've never touched as much early music as I have the more mainstream. I mean, early music is still mainstream in opera, but the more Puccini and Verdi and those kind of roles. And so to me, it's quite interesting to play in an earlier composed piece, but also from Cretry, who is a not as well-known composer, but has incredible music that's beautiful.
And at least he was a super famous composer. It's been a super famous piece all over Europe. It's been played even in St. Petersburg, and we don't know exactly, but pretty sure it was played here, although all the noble people who escaped the French Revolution were here as guests of Heinrich. But funnily, they were probably introduced of the ideas of the French Revolution as well. So being in this place and sort of being confronted with the real time of the French Revolution, how does that feel?
That's actually really interesting, because I didn't actually know any of that history to do with the piece. And it's beautiful how it ties in with the director's idea of the beginning of the French Revolution and this idea of playing with these new kind of, I would say, you could say liberal ideas or socialist ideas of helping the mass of people. And I think it's an amazing, it's a lovely round circle of a story to then play it back in one of its places that it was originally played in. It's amazing.
In the scenery, have you done the walking tour through the castle? You should do. The Schloss, the chateau is over there. Mm-mm. Heinrich, he was a lover of the arts. That's why he built the Schloss Theater.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so he brought all kinds of new avant-garde opera from Paris here. They were speaking French here, and they were playing here the newest stuff ever. So the guests who were coming here said, ah, we had this in Paris as well. Oh, we're missing this from home in Paris, because here it's much more free. And he would actually install all his servants and all the people who were working for him in the theater pieces as well. And he was employing people because they could also sing, or they could hold an instrument, or they could prepare props. So that was his way of leading his court.
Amazing.
Coming back to the idea that you are playing a character that is sort of balancing between amplifying the evil deeds of his master or making up his mind and taking his own will and deciding to free the two women. Mm. In how far is that reflecting on your character? So what person would you be?
I would like to say that I would be, if I was put in this position, I would be the one helping the two ladies escape, as opposed to an accomplice, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
In Heinrichs Theater, Musikkultur Rheinsberg, der kulturelle Leuchtturm im Norden Brandenburgs.